having a recollection.
Okay.
Of what we would call that.
Is it?
That's great.
The grate?
No, well, that's the thing that you put, the grate is the thing that, well, sometimes people put a grate in a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
We had one.
Mm-hmm.
And that holds the wood up and lets the ashes sift through.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not just exactly the what you had in mind, I think.
No, it starts with an H is the word I'm looking for. Does that help, or? I'd sort of rather not give the thing away. Some people call it the place in front of the fireplace. Sit down by the...
Out in front of it is the hearth.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for. The definition differs. I mean, my God.
Yeah, that's... And the fire was behind that.
Mm-hmm. The, what do you call the wooden board across it, where you maybe put the clock over top of
it? We're calling it a mantle.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that that you've heard?
I never heard one.
Okay. Did you have a word for the, maybe the big log that would sit in the back of the fireplace and keep the fire going or maybe burn all night or something?
Well, again, I have to say that I didn't grow up on a fire, in a fireplace, or with a fireplace. But I think that was called a backlog.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the little pieces of wood that you'd use to get the fire started?
We call them kindling.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for that you've ever heard?
Never heard any.
Okay. What's the black stuff that gets in the comes off on your hand, gets inside the stove?
Soot.
Okay. That's really obvious. The thing I'm sitting in right now is a
chair.
Okay. And this and this and what she's sitting in and this over here are all pieces of
furniture.
Okay. Would you have any other word for that?
I wouldn't.
Okay. A while ago we referred to this long thing with cushions that you sit on. It has room for two or three people on it. What would you call that?
Davenport.
Mm-hmm. Any other words for that that you know?
Oh, I've heard them called couches.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I can think of. Well, there's another term that might be a different piece of furniture, and that's a settee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, and of course, there's the old-fashioned love seats, mm-hmm. you know.
But there's no difference in generally between the different pieces between a davenport and a couch. Or they don't mean different.
Uh-uh. No.
A while ago, you referred to a bedroom. Would you ever call it anything else, or would your father or grandfather have called it anything else?
Never heard called anything else here.
Okay. What do you call these things that you a lot of times put on the window? Those are Venetian.
Blinds.
Yeah. What do you call it, the paper things that you pull down that are on?
Well, we call them blinds also. Mm-hmm. Of course, they were a roll type, or you mm-hmm. might say.
Okay. When you maybe get undressed at night, you're going to hang your clothes up in the...
Closet.
Mm-hmm.
Closet.
Okay. Did you ever hear any other terms for this? Or older terms? Or
I never did.
Okay. Did you ever have, in the older houses especially, when they didn't have them built in, they didn't have a piece of furniture that you...
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
We had one. I'm trying to think what we called it. Huh. Oh, shoot.
Well, we can come back.
What did you call it, Mrs. Wardrobe?
Yeah, sure. Wardrobe.
Okay.
Thank you.
We mentioned the kitchen earlier. Did you ever have a place you used to maybe cook in the summertime in the older places?